الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أيد سيدنا محمدا بالمعجزات والدلالات الظاهرة. نحمده سبحانه وتعالى أن جعلنا في أمة هذا النبي الكريم الذي فضله الله على العالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا مثيل له، الواحد الأحد، الفرد الصمد، الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وحبيبه، اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين وصحابته الطيبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، عباد الله، فإني أوصي نفسي وإياكم بتقوى الله العظيم القائل في سورة الإسراء: سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. إخوة الإيمان، كنا في الماضي تكلمنا عن الإسراء والمعراج، تم الكلام عن معجزة الإسراء، واليوم نتكلم عن المعراج بإذن الله تعالى. فالإسراء كان من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى، وذكر بعض الحوادث والعجائب التي رآها النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام حتى وصل إلى المسجد الأقصى وصلى إماما بالأنبياء. In the previous khutbas, we spoke about the miracle of Al-Isra and that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had the night journey from Masjidul Harami in Mecca to Masjidul Aqsa, and about the amazing things that he saw on his way there, ending in Al-Aqsa, where he prayed as an imam to all the prophets, leading them as an imam عليه الصلاة والسلام. As for our khutbah today, it will be about the miracle of Al-Mi'raj, which is the ascension of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام to the heavens, to the skies. عرج بالنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام إلى السماء على مرقات حتى بلغ السماء الأولى. So our messenger, peace be upon him, ascended on something called Al-Mirqat, until he reached the first heaven, the first sky. As narrated by Muslim in his Sahih, that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said in the Hadith, فاستفتح جبريل, يعني جبريل طلب أن يفتح لهما باب السماء الأولى. ذلك لأن السماوات أجسام كثيفة، ليست فقط هواء، إنما هي أجسام كثيفة، ولكل سماء باب. So it was narrated that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, which means Jibril, when they reached to the first sky, he requested the door to be opened, because the skies are a solid body. It is not just air, space, it's actually a solid body. And every sky from the seven skies has an entrance. So Jibril alayhi salam asked for the door to be opened for him and our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he was told, قِيلَ لَهُ مَنْ أَنْتَ؟ قَالَ جِبْرِيلَ. قِيلَ وَمَنْ مَعَكَ؟ قَالَ مُحَمَّدَ. قِيلَ أَوَا بُعِثَ إِلَيْهِ، يعني أُمِرَ بِالْعُرُوجِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. قَالَ جِبْرِيلُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ بُعِثَ إِلَيْهِ فَفُتِحَ لَنَا فإذا أنا بآدم فرحب بي ودعا لي بخير. هكذا قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, He was asked, Jibreel, when he requested the door to be opened, he was told, who are you? He said, I am Jibreel. Then he was asked, who is with you? He said, Muhammad. Then he was asked, was he ordered to ascend? Is it time for him to go to ascend to Al-Mi'raj, to have the Mi'raj? Then he said, yes, it is time for his Mi'raj. Then the door was opened for them, and the Prophet ﷺ said, as I entered, I was welcomed by Prophet Adam alayhi salam, who made dua for me. ثُمَّ عُرِجَ بِنَا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الثَّانِيَةِ فَاسْتَفْتَحَ جِبْرِيلِ فَقِيلَ مَنْ أَنْتِ قَالَ جِبْرِيلِ وَقِيلَ مَنْ مَعَكَ قَالَ مُحَمَّدِ وَقِيلَ لَهُ وَقَدْ بُعِثَ إِلَيْهِ قَالَ قَدْ بُعِثَ إِلَيْهِ فَفُتِحَ لَنَا فإذا أنا بابني الخالة يعني عيسى ابن مريم ويحيى فرحبا ودعوا لي بخير. So then they went up beyond the first sky to the second sky. Then Jibreel requested the door to be open. Then he was told, who are you? He said, I am Jibreel. Then he was told again, who's with you? He said, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then he was told, was he requested to ascend? Then he said yes. Then the door was opened for them, and our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, I was welcomed by Isa, the son of Maryam, and Yahya, the son of Zakaria, and they made dua to me as well. And so on. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam continued going from one sky to the next, and he was welcomed by a certain number of the prophets in those skies. And they welcomed him and made dua for him. In the third sky, he was welcomed by Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam in his mi'raj. We said in the first sky, he met Adam alayhi salam. Our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam ascended from Al-Aqsa. He went all the way to the first sky. The door was open. Adam welcomed him. Prophet Adam, Allah Ta'ala made him at that time in the sky to welcome our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Then they ascended to the second sky. He was welcomed by Prophet Isa, the son of Maryam, and Yahya, the son of Zakaria alayhima salam. Then they ascended to the third sky. They were welcomed by Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, and he described him. He said he was given the beauty, half of the beauty, because Yusuf alayhi salam was known for his beauty. Then he met Prophet Idris in the fourth sky. Then he made dua for him. Then he met Prophet Harun in the fifth sky. Then he met Prophet Musa alayhi salam in the sixth sky. Then he met Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam in the seventh sky, while Ibrahim alayhi salam was leaning on Al-Bayt Al-Ma'mur. He had his back leaning towards Al-Bayt Al-Ma'mur. That's how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is describing his miracle of Al-Mi'raj, ascending to the skies. So he said Ibrahim was leaning to Al-Bayt Al-Ma'mur. What is Al-Bayt Al-Ma'mur? It is a place in the seventh sky in which every day 70,000 angels enter it and they leave and they never come back. The next day, another batch of angels enter it, 70,000 angels. They enter it, they pray, and then they leave. And then the next day, and so on until Judgment Day. This indicates how many or how large the number of the angels is. It gives you an idea. Imagine, since that time until now, every day Al-Bayt Al-Ma'mur is entered by 70,000 angels, then they leave and never come back to it. Another batch comes and another batch comes. فَإِذَنْ قُلْنَا رَأَى فِي السَّمَاءِ السَّابِعَ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ وَكَانَ مُلْقِيًا ظَهْرَهُ عَلَى إِلَى الْبَيْتِ الْمَعْمُورِ وَالْبَيْتِ الْمَعْمُورِ هُوَ مَكَانْ يَدْخُلُهُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ 70,000 مَلَكٍ لا يعودون إليه، يعني يدخلون مرة ثم لا يعودون إليه، ثم في اليوم الثاني يدخلون ولا يعودون، يعني يدخلون إليه ثم لا يرجعون إليه. وهكذا. وهذا فيه دليل على كثرة الملائكة، حيث إن من دخله من الملائكة لا يرجع إليه. ثم ذهب بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى سدرة المنتهى. Then the prophet, after he reached the seventh sky, he was taken to see a tree known as Sidratul Muntaha, a beautiful tree. The prophet alayhi salatu wasalam described it, saying that its leaves were big. They were as big, they were like the ears of the elephants. And he said it had fruits that were very large, as big as big jars. And then he said some things came down from it, and they were extremely, extremely beautiful. He said it is so beautiful that no one from the creations of Allah can describe it. It was butterflies circulating it, surrounding this beautiful tree, and those butterflies from gold. It was so beautiful, the Prophet ﷺ said, that no one can describe it. Subhanallah. ثم أوحى الله إلى رسوله ما أوحى فإذا عرج به إلى السماوات السبع ثم نزل عليه الوحي. أوحى الله إليه بأمور، منها فرضية الصلوات الخمس. Among the things that Allah revealed to our messenger عليه السلام is the obligation of the prayers. First, Allah Ta'ala made it 50 prayers. 50 prayers. Then Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam went to Musa, and Musa told him, how many prayers were you obligated, was your ummah obligated to perform? He said, 50. Then Musa alayhi salam told him, go back to your Lord, meaning go back to the place where you make dua and ask your Lord. Go back to the place where the revelation came to you, not go back to where your God is. Because Allah does not occupy the skies. He created them. So he told him, go back and ask your Lord to reduce the amount of prayers. Imagine, 50 prayers, 50, 50 prayers. He said, Musa said, I have tested my nation with prayers, a certain amount, yani not 50, less than that. And they were not able to perform it. So go ask your Lord to reduce it. So Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, he went back, it was reduced 5 to 45, from 50 to 45. Then he went back again to Musa, then Musa told him, ask for a reduction. And he continued to go back, asking for the prayers to be reduced, until it was reduced to 5 prayers. Hatta kutibat 5 salawat. أوحى الله إليه فرض عليه 5 صلوات كل يوم وليلة لكل صلاة 10 فذلك تكون 50 صلاة. وأوحى الله إليه أن من هم بحسنة، أي ترجح في نفسه فعلها ولم يصمم على فعلها، يعني ما عملها، فقط هم بفعل الحسنة لكن ما عملها، أوحى الله إليه أنها تكتب له حسنة. وإذا هم بسيئة، وإذا هم بسيئة لم يعملها لا تكتب له سيئة، وهذا يدل على رحمة الله وفضله. Also among the things that were revealed on our honorable prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is that if one intends to make a good deed, he just intended, he had the intention to do something good, a good deed, but he did not do it, Allah Ta'ala revealed to him that it will be written to him as if he did it. So it will be written as one good deed. And if he intended to do a bad deed, a bad sin, and he did not do it, it will not be written for him as a sin. So always have the intention to do good deeds, brothers. Even if you didn't do them, for having the intention of doing them, then you will have the reward, insha'Allah Ta'ala. And this shows the virtue and the honorability of Allah subhanahu, and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَمُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ أن المقصود من المعراج تشريف الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم، تشريف الرسول بإطلاعه على عجائب العالم العلوي وتعظيم مكانته صلى الله عليه وسلم. فإن سئلت عن المعراج قل هو كان لتشريف نبي الله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وذلك كما ورد في الآية لنوريه من آياتنا. If you were asked about the purpose of Al-Mi'raj, and don't even wait, teach the people that the purpose of the Mi'raj is to honor the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. To honor Prophet Muhammad. Imagine this man who was in Mecca, in Arabia, Allah Ta'ala made him have the night journey from Mecca all the way to Al-Aqsa, and from Al-Aqsa all the way to the heavens, to the skies. He saw Al-Jannah, he saw Al-Hur Al-Ain, he saw Sidratul Muntaha, all these amazing things, and then he went back, and all of that in one third of a night. All of that, the purpose of the Mi'raj is to honor this great man, Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wassalam. To honor him and to glorify him by showing him the wondrous, amazing creations of Allah which he saw in Al-Isra and Al-Mi'raj. It is not what's like some people claim, that the purpose of the Mi'raj is to go meet with Allah in a place and a location. No. This cannot be attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People who lack knowledge and follow imaginations and delusions, that's what they think. They think that the purpose of the Mi'raj is for Prophet Muhammad to go all the way up to the sky and meet with Allah with a distance. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى لَيْسَ الْمَقْصُودُ مِنَ الْمِعْرَاجِ وُصُولُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إلى مكان فيه ينتهي فيه وجود الله عز وجل. لا، فالنبي لم يجتمع بالله كما يجتمع المخلوق بالمخلوق، لأن الله ليس كمثله شيء، ولأن الله منزه عن التحيز في المكان والجهة. هو خلقه، هو خلق المكان وهو خلق الجهة، فكيف يكون في جهة ومكان؟ ألم يكن بلا مكان قبل المكان؟ بلى. فكيف تقول أنه يسكن في السماء أو يجلس على العرش؟ حاشا لله. So make sure you clarify to others that Allah does not occupy the place. He created the place. So we know from that He existed before that place, before the skies, before the throne, before the seven skies, without a place. The purpose of the Mi'raj is to honor the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, and not to go to a location where Allah is in it. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. The one who believes that Allah is in a location had attributed the bodily parts and the place to Allah, and that is kufr. It contradicts Islam. Allah Ta'ala does not resemble the creations in any way. Allah is not a body or a form. Allah exists without a place. Allah said in Al-Quran, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ فَلَا يُلْتَفَتْ وَلَا يَجُوزُ الْإِلْتِفَاتِ إِلَى مَا هُوَ مَذْكُورٌ فِي بَعْضِ الْكُتُبِ مِمَّا هُوَ كَذِبٌ مِنْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ دَنَا مِنْ مُحَمَّدٍ. انتبهوا إلى هذه المسألة. يقولون أن الله دنا، الله يقولون والعياذ بالله، دنا من محمد حتى صار الله من محمد قرب قاب قوسين أو أدنى. هذا كفر وضلال. يعتقدون أن الله جسم واقترب من محمد مسافة ذراعين، ذراعين. هذا كفر وضلال، ولا يصح حمل الآية على ذلك. And be warned of this following misinterpretation, where people think that the following ayah, ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى. Some people, they take it literally or by delusion, delusionally. They say, oh, it was Allah who dangled. They say that, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ from this kufr. They say he dangled and he got so close to Prophet Muhammad that he was as close as two arm lengths. They say that about Allah. This is ignorance. This is not the meaning of the ayah. Allah cannot be attributed with moving or being in a body or dangling or having a distance or location. Allah cannot be similar to the creations. He is not like the creations in any way. Rather, what is meant by this ayah is Jibreel alayhi salam. Angel Jibreel, he is the one who came close to the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. Who made this tafsir? Lady Aisha. Lady Aisha, as narrated by Imam al-Bukhari, she said that when she was asked about the ayah, وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى عِنْدَ سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَهَى قَالَتْ عَائِشَةَ إِنَّمَا هُوَ جِبْرِيلُ. ماذا قالت؟ إِنَّمَا هُوَ جِبْرِيلُ. فكيف يتجرأ بعد هذا أن يأتي جاهل ويقول الله دنا فتدلى من محمد حتى اقترب منه مسافة ذراعين؟ هذا وهم وجهل بالعقيدة. الصواب هو أن جبريل دنا من محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام قدر ذراعين بل أقرب شوقا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحان الله. Brothers, if you don't attend the circles of knowledge and you don't make your wife and children and relatives attend the circles of knowledge, they will be lost. Because if you were to read this ayah, it says, then he got close to him as close as two arm lengths. Who? People delusionally think Allah is the one who came close to him. They say Prophet Muhammad met Allah in the sky in a location, in a place. Out of ignorance. Who said that? Aisha herself. She knows the Prophet more than me and you and any other person. Alayhi salatu wasalam. When she was asked, she said, it is Jibreel. He is the one who got close to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Why is that? Because Allah cannot be attributed with the attributes of the creations. Moving, having a place or a location. So be very careful to clarify this concept to other people. That the purpose of Mi'raj is for the Prophet to be honored and glorified. And not to go to a location where Allah is and to meet with Him. حَاشَ لِلَّهِ لا يجوز وصف الله تعالى بالقرب بالمسافة فإن ذلك من صفات الأحجام التي تشغل الأماكن وتتحيز في الجهات والله تعالى منزه عن الأماكن والجهات بإجماع المسلمين. All the Muslim scholars agreed that Allah exists without a place. All the Muslim scholars agreed that Allah is not in a place or a location. As reported by Imam Abu Mansur al-Baghdadi, who narrated the ijma', he said, وَأَجْمَعُوا عَلَى أَنَّهُ تَعَالَى لَا يَحْوِيهِ مَكَانٍ. This great scholar, Abu Mansur al-Baghdadi, he is very popular and he has a very popular book called Al-Farqu Bayn al-Firaq. And he said in it, and the scholars all agreed that Allah is not contained in a place. What did he say? The scholars all agreed that Allah is not contained in a place. Because Allah Ta'ala existed before the creations, before the places, before the directions, before the up and down. He existed before the arsh, before the kursi. Allah existed without a place, without a kursi, without a throne. And after He created them, He still is as He was. Without a place, without a kursi, without a throne. Meaning, without needing a throne. So, it's not true that Allah created the throne to rest or sit on it. Make sure you teach this to others. Tell them the throne, Allah created it as a sign of His great power. Not to sit on it. As Imam Ali radiallahu anhu said. And finally, brothers, one more thing to clarify is that the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you know, is not a letter or sound. It's not a language. It's not like our speech. When I talk, I have to use letters, sounds, and a tongue. Allah ta'ala's speech is without a letter, without a sound, or without a language. And in order for us to understand the speech of Allah, it was referenced to us in the holy books with the language of the people. Quran was in Arabic. The Injil was in Syriac. The Torah was in Hebrew, but that's because the people speak that language. But Allah Himself, He speaks without a language, without a sound, without a letter, as Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu said. So this is very important to remember. And from this, you know that it is not true what some people also say, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they say, look, listen to this misconception, this myth. They say that the Prophet, he reached to a place. He was lonely, they say, which is not true. They say he was feeling lonely. Then they say, Allah spoke to Prophet Muhammad using a voice of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr. You find this in some books, brothers. Amazing what you hear, what you read. They say Allah spoke to Prophet Muhammad to please him, yani to, they say, to keep him entertained. Wal-iyadu billah. He spoke to him with the voice of Abu Bakr so he would not feel lonely. Where did they bring this from? Allah did not mention it. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did not mention it. The great scholars did not mention it. Someone made it up just to tell tales. This is kufr. This is kufr to attribute Allah to have a voice or a sound and a a'udhu billah. This is likening Allah to His creations. May Allah protect us and you. May Allah keep us steadfast on the correct aqidah. Ameen. وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا لي ولكم وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين وعلى إخوانه النبيين والمرسلين ورضي الله عن أمهات المؤمنين وآل البيت الطاهرين وعن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الأئمة المهتدين أبي حنيفة ومالك والشافعي وأحمد وعن الأولياء والصالحين. أما بعد عباد الله، فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي العظيم، فاتقوه واعلموا أن الله أمركم بأمر عظيم، أمركم بالصلاة والسلام على نبيه الكريم، فقال إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. يقول ربنا تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. اللهم إنا دعوناك فاستجب لنا دعاءنا فاغفر اللهم لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا واكفنا ما أهمنا وقنا شر ما نتخوف. اللهم اجز الشيخ عبد الله الهرري رحمات الله عليه عنا خيرا واغفر لنا ولمشايخنا ومن علمنا. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقم الصلاة.